Previously on the Ben and Vince Show.
We're back in the broadcasting business for one more time. Is this a weird time? Why did Eric want us to come in and do this podcast so much at this particular time?
Right, it was like very specific. He specifically requested like this time. I don't know what to do. Don't you feel like the floor is like opening up beneath you right now?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think it's because the air conditioning is not even on in the building right now. In fact, did you notice, like, all the lights were out when we got in here?
I'm such a terrible person. And we're back from break. And speaking of break, do you notice that crack in the ceiling?
Tyson, he told me this week that the new studio is almost finished. This one really seems to be falling apart.
Metaphorically.
Eric Tyson is such a great businessman.
That's why he runs the show and the company.
And that's why he should be president of...
Harvard. Johnny Bauman.
Man,
we made it to the top. We're at the top floor of this building.
You see that crane? Was that crane always there? It all makes sense. They're going to demolish the building.
No. Vince, no. That can't be it. Oh my God.
We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here.
So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Oh, yeah. Feel that energy.
I'm energetic.
Oh, yeah. This is
energized.
This is great.
Energy drink.
It's a new season of a Ben and Vince show. We're back.
Better than ever.
For which season is this again?
I believe it's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's season three.
The third season?
I think no. That's...
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think someone has an opinion about that.
Oh.
Our very special, very, very special guest today. Senor, well, he needs no introduction, so I won't introduce him.
So, I'm pretty glad that, you know, after last season that once again somehow we've miraculously managed to not die.
Yeah, once again, I am feeling more not dead than ever.
Yeah, I mean, after that, all that stuff fell on top of me, and then you gave up looking for me after about 5 seconds.
I mean, I was hungry.
Yeah, imagine how I felt after the 14th day.
I mean, come on, you had a giant pile of dicks to sustain you.
I mean, that's true, but I don't like eating them.
That's not what I heard. I don't know.
I mean, whatever. The point is...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The point is that, you know, we all made it. All of us are alive.
Yeah.
You know, despite the best efforts of some people I could mention.
Yeah, some people.
I got you guys a new studio, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, who is that? Who is talking into my ear phone right now.
I guess it's one of the features of this new studio, which is really nice, by the way.
Look at these hardwood floors, you know? Kind of dusty, but pretty good.
I guess it's that what's the word? Omnipotent voice? Omniscient voice of...
Your conscience.
Of Eric Heisen just rains down like the voice of God throughout the... It's kind of like in school when they ring the PA system to talk to the teacher.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed that some teachers are really good at doing that and some are just really horrible?
Yeah.
Like, some of them just can't keep the, they can't get the rhythm and they always start talking at the same time.
Yeah. Or, it's just really horrible. And they, don't understand what the person is saying.
Yeah.
Like, or the best part is when, like, they buzz in and, like, the teacher's out of the room or something.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really awkward. Like, is the class supposed to say something? Because then they come back and ask again. where is even the microphone? Like, what are you supposed to talk into? You just kind of, like, talk in the general direction of the ceiling.
Of the air, really. I think in the general direction of the office. You just have to shout really loud.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
You always look up when you do it.
That's true.
Up and to the side, maybe. Maybe just straight.
I mean, I'm just sitting in the office above you guys right now, and I'm hearing it fine, so I feel like it works right.
Okay. That's good, yeah.
So,
sounds like our office system is working.
So, what are your views?
I have some.
Okay.
That's a good answer to a different question.
Exactly.
So, care to elaborate which are some of the ones that you have?
Very, very anti-free.
Anti-free.
Wow. Do you hate freedom?
No.
Do you hate America?
He doesn't hate freedom.
Are you some kind of socialist?
No, just you guys saying three.
saying what?
Listen.
Three.
It's a free country, okay? So I can say whatever I want.
Country number three. Preferred country.
Here's a question. Is that why you tried to kill me?
One of many reasons.
Okay. I thought we had a deal.
That you're not going to get murdered?
Yeah. I was going to keep quiet about how you rigged the election to become vice president, and then we were going to get a new studio, and, you weren't going to kill me.
I mean, well, the podcast hasn't been bringing in enough money lately.
Oh, my God. So why not just, fire us?
I mean...
Do you really want me to come out and tell everyone about the plan to assassinate Johnny Bowman?
No, I mean, that comes later.
Yeah. Is it true that Johnny Bowman was on the Z list like David Good?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God.
The what?
The Z list. He got Z listed.
What does that mean?
It's like where you get in off the wait list, but you have to take a year off before you come.
Oh, so he's like 95 at this point.
Pretty much, exactly.
Did he spend a year traveling the globe?
I don't really know what he did.
Did he like super, super like well-rounded and like very worldly now? Is that how he got elected? Does he speak 20 languages?
At least.
Did he go to Thailand?
All the countries.
All the countries in the world?
Yes.
Even Malta?
Maybe not Malta.
Okay. Very good. But I'm just like, how do you even relate to him? His references must be so like dated,
Yeah.
Talking about, I Love Lucy, Andy Griffith Show. Our generation just doesn't know about those things.
I keep up somehow.
So, I'm surprised he even, you know, supported a website. Like, did he even know about that?
I mean, he's always like going to see like plays and stuff, right? Because he doesn't know about television. So, I mean, I'm assuming that's why you hired John Wilkes Booth to shoot him in the back of the head.
We're not talking about that yet.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, check back later in the program for John Wilkes Booth. Special guest.
Yeah. So how do you feel about things?
Pretty anti-things, I think.
Really?
Wow.
That's not surprising. How you feel about Hot Tub Time Machine?
It's pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is surprising.
What did you think about it?
It was funny.
It was fine.
Yeah.
My
friend Fidel thought it was stupid.
I mean, yeah.
Has he considered the possibility that it is in fact he who is stupid?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I hope you didn't say it like that.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's we've gotten some opinions of here. Ripe for debate. Unfortunately, we all agree on them.
God, it kind of took me a while to find this place. It's like behind all those...
The new studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in a really weird location. You had to drive through like... The loading dock of the Walmart.
I mean, if you guys were in some more money, we'd get a better location.
Oh my God. Wow. You know how much
money
that we made for you this year?
How much, Vince?
I bet you don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know because we've been fudging the numbers in the budget. We actually made like $20,000, but we spent about $19,900 on hookers and blow. So just that didn't really go on the books.
So, I mean, that's why our studio is in, like, a Walmart loading dock.
Wow.
But, I mean, don't worry. We donated all those hookers and blow to charity, so...
Are you trying to say this is my fault? Murderer.
Yep.
Hey, attempted murderer.
Yeah, true. All right. Let's go into the...
Let's enter the...
How is everybody's...
Let's check out our new break room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard there's, like...
Donuts.
Scrambled eggs.
Vodka, I didn't hear that.
Vodka and Apple Jacks. Okay. All right.
No other wireless carrier has more 3G coverage than Big Red.
So browse the web much better. Update Facebook pages better. It's your boring job much better. Better with Big Red. The 3G coverage lets you do it. You'll watch YouTube on a horse. When you use it, email friends and family better. Download stupid stuff much better. Get the most great 3G coverage with Big Red.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Emergency evacuation protest. May impair your ability to operate machinery. Can't quite tell just what it means to me. Keep out of reach at your head. Don't you talk to stranger. Get your philosophy.
And we are back, still, with our esteemed guest, Eric Heisen, our boss, the guy who signs our paychecks, and
tries to kill us.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I guess it's all part of the
in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you wake up every day, go to work, sign some paychecks, arrange some murders.
Hey, he puts on his pants one leg at a time, just like the rest of us.
Pretty boring day, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, so you see that fire the other day?
Fire?
Dude, there was a huge fire up in the Fens.
Oh yeah, I saw your photo of that. I didn't see it in person.
There was like a huge, like big cloud of like ash and shit going across the river.
Wow.
And then today, I mean not today, but
yeah,
you know, a few days ago or some
right
amount of days ago, there was like a big oh, there was a car in fire right in front of our house.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, there was like,
did it have flames?
We were eating dinner. Everyone was eating dinner. And then, like, one other person came in, and he was like, so, I don't mean to interrupt, but there's a car on fire outside. Everyone just ran outside.
Like, up in flames, or just, like, slightly on fire? I feel like there's a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't explode.
No, okay.
Yeah. What happened to it?
The fire department came and put water on it.
Yeah, okay. That's proper response, I guess. Guess it's not driving anymore very much, that car.
So. I guess it was too hot to handle.
You're no Horatio Caine.
Well, it's like, you know, he would be like, more like, you know, it's like, you know, wherever they're going, you know, they're not going to be driving there anymore. Yes, Frank.
But yeah, Vince.
It seems their car was too hot to handle.
Vince, you should get in the car next time. That's sort of the point of me.
Wait, have you seen Horatio Caine parks his car?
No.
Okay, when you get a chance, look up that video.
Okay. Sounds.
It's pretty awesome. We'll look at it after the show.
All of us together on our awesome, 21 inch monitor. In this,
dude,
room.
That's not very big, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Is it? I like how the new studio is like the new CTU, where the monitors are inside the desks, and you have to like keep your head bent down at an awkward angle if you want to
like
use the computer at all. Yeah, I love it.
The new studio is safe against EMPs, though.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good investment.
No.
That's good. Is it safe against bombs, regular bombs?
Damn it, no.
No comment.
What about nerve gas?
Yeah, we got those the insulated rooms in the middle.
Oh, nice.
Not the little thing that drops down.
Yep.
What about being demolished by you?
Yeah, is it safe from attempted murderers? I want to keep all the attempted murderers out.
I mean,
or in. Wait, do we want to keep them in or out?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should just, wherever they are, just keep them...
There, yeah.
No, keep them the other way.
Oh, okay.
Or something, I don't know.
Maybe we could, this could be the cool attempted murderer club hangout.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Seems bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
that is already downstairs.
Wait, you mean Harvard?
Oh!
The Harvard UC?
Man. No,
right below the studio in the Walmart loading dock.
You mean Mather?
So
yeah, we only look like a prison.
Yes. And you're only attempted murderer, so yeah.
Exactly.
How's the government running?
It's good.
Do you spearhead any initiatives?
A few. Been a lot of meetings.
Yeah. A lot of meetings. You're always in meetings. I know you're always in meetings.
Yeah. We don't want anything meetings.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah, you, how's your popularity rating?
Approval rating.
That's what I meant. Approval rating.
Popularity rating.
I don't know. We might do a poll.
Free throw shooting percentage. Admission rate.
RBI.
Admission rate of guilt.
Right. How many times have you pled guilty?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
No comment.
Look, he's a busy man. He's not time to comment. He's, you know, he's got to think of new ways to destroy our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried the burning car, but
yeah. So it was
Luckily, they showed up in time so that it didn't blow up.
And you were supposed to get in and try to drive first, but...
Oh, I see. Right. Like that fucking guy, right? I swear to God, those guys are all just rent-a-cops. You see the other day when they're getting shot at and they just, like, run out into the line of fire and then put their hands over their head and run back?
Was this when they were, like, moving the side of a car?
No. I was talking about some different guys. Oh. But
no, I haven't seen, like, the last couple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then you know what I'm talking about.
No.
What are we talking about here?
The whole thing has been... I'm not going to say.
Too controversial.
But anyway. So I was thinking about trucks the other day.
Right, okay.
Like pickup trucks.
Yeah.
And like what they're called. You know, like Dodge Ram, that's pretty cool.
Sure.
Ford F-150, that's pretty popular. And I realized the name for the Chevrolet pickup truck is Silverado.
Yeah.
Like, how did they come up with that? Like, you know, we want something that sounds valuable, but still, like, American. Like, Silverado.
I mean,
why not just go all the way and call it, like, you know, the Gold Kansas? where did they come up with that?
Where did they come up with that? You know, I feel like it was a thing before it was a car, you know?
Wait, what is it?
I don't know. Isn't it some other kind of thing?
I think so.
Like, what is
like
it?
Like a horse or something?
I'm going to look it up right now.
A horse? No. Maybe it's like a cowboy who searches for silver. You know the Silver Rush?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Maybe it's like a kind of tequila.
Would they name a car after that?
I don't know.
They name cars after weird things. Like, what the hell is an Alero?
Apparently it was a movie before it was a truck.
No, you're thinking of Desperado.
Nope. The Silverado was a 1985 American Western film.
You're thinking of Casablanca.
Maybe.
Wait.
You're thinking of John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. The Silverado as a truck only came out in 1985?
No, the movie was 1985. The truck came in 1998, it says Wikipedia.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, what?
That can't
what was it called before that?
I don't know.
No.
The Chevrolet truck. This is the truck that we make by Chevrolet.
No, it must have been called something else.
Yeah.
It was called... I mean, what was it? No. Wait a minute. Here we go. Okay. Before Silverado...
Sierra?
It was the C/K.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What the hell is this?
Right.
And they have the S10, but I always thought the S stood for Silverado.
Turns out the Silverado stands for S.
Whoa.
Oh, we can go back in time here.
We can go back in time?
Okay, yeah, it was a C/K all the way from the from 1960 forward. And in the 50s, it was called the Task Force and the Advanced Design.
Wow. That's
Task Force.
Mobile Task Force.
Dude, this Task Force looks sweet. I would drive that. Would I chair it?
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely put some lawn chairs on the back of it. And you know, maybe you know, drink some beers or something.
Okay.
Have a tailgate. Yeah, I would have a tailgate.
Tailgate in your Task Force.
Tailgating the tailgate of my task force.
That's the name.
That's a pretty sweet car. I bet it's fun to drive that car.
I mean, they don't make it anymore. It would be really old. Right.
I mean, Vince, you might see one outside your house in a couple days.
It's not a trap, don't worry.
Is that like to pay me off or is that to blow me up?
A little above.
I mean, you'll have to see.
I'm like Jason Bourne here. If you try to mess with me too much, then I'll be forced to...
Fax you?
Yeah. Fax you.
About to get faxed, Eric.
Oh, no.
I'm like Jason Bourne because there's a trilogy of movies made about me.
Yeah.
They were very popular.
Yeah. So, I guess that's it for the thing here.
Eric, I think your plan is working.
All right.
Vince is about to get whacked off. Can't wait for date night.
Really, if you put it that way. God. All right, we'll see you guys next time. All right,
thanks for coming, everybody. Especially you, Vince.
All right, good night.